And Toby Edmonds was down there as well. Morning to you, Toby.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good. You told us a few weeks ago that you were getting to Melbourne with two or three, and Hootson was there this morning.
Yeah, we just gave a pretty soft time this morning. We've just found the last few preps we've trialled up pretty fairly solidly, and just taken a early part of a prep away from us. So we just held it together this morning, and just we'll leave her some fresh legs for her first start, which is on the 8th in the McEwen.
In the McEwen. And she, I don't know whether you flew or travelled down, mate, but how long have you been there with the team, and have they done well for you?
They have, yeah. They've been here for 2 weeks now, so settling really good. And she's travelled. She's done enough travelling now to know what it's all about, and she's great in good order.
Is she just relaxing better now, given her age?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. She's fairly, if you want to give her a kick along, she can get going. But if you want to just come back on her a bit, we can as well. But look, we won't be messing too much with the racing pattern this year. We'll use her speed, I think, and see what happens.
Yeah, understand. And Ryan Maloney, as we know, knows Melbourne racing so well. Will he jump aboard these horses when they run down there?
I think so, yeah. I brought him down this morning to jump them out and have a feel of them, and I think I will, yeah. He's working very hard at home, so happy to support him.
And the other one that I noted was in the list was Granny Red Shoes. Did it jump out this morning?
Yep. She jumped out really well. You know, all these horses down here this early, they hold a fair bit of residual out of the Brisbane winter, so didn't need to do a great deal, and she was great.
Where are we going to see her?
Look, she either kicks off in the McNeil on the first, or we hold her over to the fillies race at Moonee Valley on the 8th. So just depends on, you know, before we make the decision later in the week.
Yeah, the Atlantic. Is that the Atlantic Jewel?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. And have you got others there?
YPO's here and Zilfie, both those jumped out. They all jumped out this morning and performed well. We're really happy with where we're at with all of those.
Okay, beautiful. I remember Nick Olive did it a couple of years ago with Single Gaze, that he got her there early and it really worked. Has that been sort of your thought, that get there early and just really let them relax?
Yeah, obviously not so much Hootson, but the newer ones, YPO, Granny Red Shoes and Silfeed, although Silfeed's been in Melbourne before, and Gay had her, but certainly wanted to get the horse that hadn't been this way of going down here a tad earlier, just to get him on the right leg and have a good look at Caulfield.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you've done that this morning with the jump out, and we look forward to seeing both of them over the next few weeks, or the three of them or four of them over the next few weeks. Thanks a lot, Toby. You trialled one at the Gold Coast in Brisbane this morning. Winter Bride. Yeah.
No, she didn't go around in Brisbane. We kept her at home at the Gold Coast. We had jump outs there this morning on the B grass over 1,000 metres. So we just let her roll up there just to get her back into a bit of fitness. And she trialled up nicely and really happy with where she's at the moment as well.
Yeah, she's a nice horse going forward. Good on you. Thanks for taking our time, Toby.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you.